Welcome to Victory Talk with Victoria. On this podcast, you will receive expert advice from Victoria Riolano, psychology professor and author of The Victory Walk, on how you can live a life that is winning. The life of defeat was never meant for you. So let's walk out our next victory in Jesus' name.
Hey guys, welcome back to Victory Talk with Victoria. I'm so excited to have you as a listener. And so this week we're going to talk about a very important topic, and that is the topic of beautiful surrender. And so a lot of times when we think about victory and we think about winning, we think about keep going no matter what. As a matter of fact, I must say that I am truly an advocate for the principle of keep moving forward, even when things are hard and difficult. Now is not the time to give up and throw in the towel. I am the biggest advocate of this theory that you will ever meet. I feel like there's something very important and even biblical about the concept of perseverance and endurance. However, the Lord has really been speaking to me lately that there are times in life when it's okay to surrender the plan, when it's okay to even quit. And a lot of times we get so caught up in the we have to keep going that sometimes God is trying to send us signs that, hey, it's time for you to let this thing go. It's not a situation where the enemy is just trying to trip you up. God is literally saying, okay, I'm trying to redirect you. And if you would just allow me to, you would love it. Okay. And so today I just want to share with you guys 5 signs that you may need to surrender the thing that you've been planning for. And so a little bit of background why this specific topic came up is because there's a very popular documentary. There's actually 2 versions of it right now, and it is called The Fyre Fest. And so, a long story short, a couple of years ago, there was a man named Billy McFarland. And what Billy managed to do was to create a huge hype and buzz around an upcoming festival called The Fyre Festival. Now, he went out and got the top social media people. He went out and got the best advertisers. He purchased the island even for him to be able to put out this amazing festival promotion. And sure enough, people really bought into it. The festival was for millennials who wanted to be close to the top influencers, and they were willing to pay any amount of money to see it happen. So people were putting out anywhere from $1,000 to some people over $200,000 to be a part of this festival that was promising cuisine from out of this world and promising villas and private jets and swimming with wild pigs. I mean, if you can imagine it, it was going to happen at the Fyre Fest. And if you were anybody, you needed to be there. And the advertisements and the social media marketing reminded you that if you weren't there, you weren't going to be the person who everyone was talking about. And so, of course, many people bought into this theory of I have to be at the Fyre Fest. And so as you're watching the documentaries, you just start to see how the person who created the festival is really heading for a downward spiral. I mean, everything is just going wrong, from having to switch the places where the festival was going to be held to different vendors not following through, to even where Billy McFarland started to do some things that were not exactly right, from wiring money or pretending to wire money and not really paying people. The whole thing was just a shamble. And after watching these documentaries, I must admit it was 2 hours of pure torture, because myself and my husband and everyone else that I know who watched this documentary spent most of the documentary saying, Billy, just stop. It's over. Please just give up. I mean, we're literally watching the screen begging for Billy to give up. And sure enough, he does not give up. And so the concert never happens. And people arrive not on a private jet that they were promised. Instead, they arrive in a super crowded regular airplane. And they are greeted with hurricane tents and soaking wet mattresses. And the whole thing is just a shamble. And so just in case you haven't watched the documentaries, I won't spoil it for you, but let's just say the Fyre Fest would become the laughing stock of all festivals ever created. And so here we have this young man who faced many serious charges when it came to wiring money and all the deception and fraud involved. Yet a lot of people bought into it, and a lot of people suffered because he refused to give up. So on one hand, a part of me is like, wow, like Billy is a person who is very determined. I'm very determined. But the other hand of it, you can definitely see where there was dishonesty and some scamming type of behavior happening. However, when it comes to you and I, a lot of times we also may find ourselves in the exact same predicament. We know that there are things that God has called us to do, and we definitely want to get there. However, sometimes God has told us to slow down, pause, come back to it, or even release the thing that we've held on to so tightly. And so today what I want to do is just give you guys some tips for knowing it's time to move forward. Because truthfully, when God is leading you to move forward from something, that's not a sign of defeat. That's not a source of shame. That's actually what I would call a beautiful surrender. Because we have to know that God has good plans for us. We have to know that if God is trying to stop us from something, he's trying to stop us from something that will eventually probably spiral out of control. Because the truth is, if within the first month of planning the Fyre Festival, Billy had listened to all the things that people were telling him about it, he would have just stopped the festival. Maybe he would have faced a slight amount of embarrassment, and then everyone would have moved on. He probably could have took another year to truly plan it out. And who knows, maybe we'd be talking about the Fyre Festival 10 years from now, but in a positive light of like, wow, look at this guy. He created the music festival of the century. But instead, here we are using him as proof that sometimes it's okay to give up. And so the first thing I want you guys to really take note of when it comes to knowing if you should move forward is this. If moving forward requires you to be dishonest. And so there's an old saying that says, if you will lie, then you'll cheat. And if you'll cheat, then you'll steal. And if you're steal, then you'll kill. And so there's this concept that once you start deception, once you start being dishonest, it's just a spiral. Because we know it, when you were a child, the thing about it is once you tell one lie, you have to tell many lies to cover up the previous lie. And eventually there's a whole spiral of things that happen after you start creating the foundation of being dishonest. And so I would ask you, if you feel like you have to compromise your integrity to move forward in what it is that you feel like you are having to do, there's a high chance it may not necessarily be that you're not doing what God has told you to do. It may be that your method has become a bit corrupted. So I would challenge you to really ask yourself, am I having to be dishonest to move forward? Am I having to fudge tax documents? Am I having to not tell the whole truth when I try to pitch for investors? Am I having to do things that are a little bit shady, but no one would ever really know? And so the thing about integrity is that integrity is what you would do if no one is looking. And so I want to challenge you, if you find that you're having to embrace a life that's no longer displaying integrity, then it may be a sign that you probably should not move forward. All right. And so the second thing is that you may find that you no longer have peace. Now, the tricky thing about this specific point is that peace can, you know, we often like wonder exactly what does it mean to have peace about a situation, or how do we know that this, you know, crazy feeling that we feel in the pit of our stomach isn't really just the enemy trying to mess with us? Well, I will say this. I feel like there are times when I clearly no, the Holy Spirit is speaking. Maybe he will speak to me through other people. Maybe he'll speak to me through a dream. Or maybe he'll just speak to me through that still small voice that says, Victoria, you need to stop. And sometimes what happens is we just push through that voice, even though we know that's what we should be doing. It's kind of like we just want it so bad, we'll keep moving forward. And so one thing I love to think about is you need to allow the peace to be your guide. If you're in a situation where it's just all kinds of confusion, everyone's going crazy about your plan, including yourself. You can't sleep. You can't eat. It's like literally making you sick. There's a high chance, I would say, that you do not have peace in that situation. And so maybe it may not be time to completely stop, but maybe it's time to, again, maybe you need to fix your method. Maybe your approach is the reason why things are not falling into place. Whatever the case may be, allow peace to be your guide. And so I love this verse, Psalm 85:8 says this, let me hear what God, the Lord, will speak, for he will speak peace to his people. And so I pray that you would seek the Lord for peace. You can pray, God, I thank you that if this is your desire, that you will give me peace, that you will give me courage, that you will give me strength to keep going, even if it's difficult. We can definitely pray for peace, but what you don't want to do is just keep going on and on and on when you see that God is no longer in the building. And so the third thing I want you to review is your motivation. What is the reason why you are moving forward? And whatever it is that you're moving forward, whether it be a relationship, or if it's like the situation of Mr. McFarland, or he's planning an event, what is your motivation? Some people I find are really motivated by proving other people wrong. I know for myself, I definitely was there. I recall being a young mother and not all the way finished with my degrees, and you know, having people say, hey, you know, this is impossible, it's not going to be able to be something that you're going to be able to do. And so yes, I've always valued education, but there was a part of me that was really thinking, okay, I'm going to prove everyone wrong. Not only am I going to get my bachelor's degree, I'm going to get my master's degree. Not only am I going to get my master's degree, I'm going to be an honor student. So there was definitely a part of me that was motivated by the outward, by the validation of others. It wasn't necessarily, hey, I want to get my master's degree in psychology so that I can empower other people to get to where God has called them to be. That would surely be a correct motivation, to where even if I face a bit of difficulty, I can trudge through it, right? Because it was about the other people that I wanted to serve. And so I would really challenge you at this point to ask yourself, what is causing you to move forward or not move forward? Because a lot of times we'll find that it may be, you know, opportunity to get rich quick, or opportunity to prove yourselves to others, or opportunity to just finally have something for yourself that you could say, I did it. Whatever the case may be, if you find that your motivation is not to just do what God is telling you to do or to serve others, you kind of have a good opportunity to start falling into where you're doing things like number one said, where you're having to be dishonest, or other people are getting hurt as a result of you moving forward. So definitely take this moment to check your motivation. And so the fourth thing is wise counsel. And so wise counsel is so important. A lot of times, especially in our Americanized view, right, we try to do everything on our own. We try to make decisions in a bubble because we don't need anyone else to help us. But I would challenge you to always seek wise counsel, especially for big moves. And that is what is the interesting thing about Firefest, because Billy McFarland actually had many people in his circle that could have steered him the right way. In fact, people were pulling out of the concert saying, hey, this is not going to work. Please listen to me. and he refused to listen. And so in Proverbs 11:14, it says this: where there is no guidance, a people falls, but in an abundance of counselors, there is safety. Proverbs 15:22, without counsel, plans fail, but with many advisors, they succeed. Now, here's the catch about this. You certainly don't want to blast from the mountaintops everything that you're planning on doing, because there's some things that God just wants to do, and he doesn't want you to make an announcement about it until it's done. And so definitely be sensitive to that. But I feel like everyone should have that person in their life that they could truly be vulnerable with and say, listen, this is what I'm planning. I'm kind of running into some bumps in the road. Can I just share with you some things that I'm going through, and maybe you can give me your advice? Because chances are they may be the answer to the problem, or they may say, hey, I really see what you're trying to do here, but based on this, this, and this, or based on this biblical principle, or based on this market research, I'm really not sure it's going to work out. Now, the catch about this one is sometimes God will tell you to do something that's super radical and it doesn't go along the path of what anyone would say or think. But with wise counsel, they should be able to kind of see through that and still empower you to get to where you're trying to go, as well as to say, hey, because I love you, I would suggest you take a break, pause, regroup, and pray about how to approach this. So definitely always try to seek wise counsel for your big moves and see what the Lord would speak to you through them. And so the last thing is we must really consider how other people will be affected by our choosing to move forward. And this may be subtle. This could be the mother who's decided, okay, I'm going to go back for my degree. But in order to go back for her degree, she's going to have to put her kids in before and after care. She's going to have to no longer spend time with them in the evenings. And when she does spend time with them, she's very aggravated because all of her time has to go towards, you know, working towards her degree. And so that's something that indirectly is affecting other people. Or it may be something that is very blatant, such as by you choosing to move forward, all of a sudden you no longer take other people's opinions valuable, or perhaps now so many people have invested their money into you, like in the case of Firefest, that all these people are going to lose money. And truthfully, as you watch the documentaries, you will see that people really were put in a very dangerous situation being stuck on this island. And so you have to really ask yourself, what person or persons am I potentially hurting by choosing to move forward, and allow that to kind of filter if it's a good idea for you to continue in the plan. Because we shouldn't just count the cost for ourselves, we should also consider how the other people in our life are going to have to reap the benefits or the consequences of our behavior, because that is just as important. And so I feel like with these five things in mind, you really can make a very educated and wise choice over if you need to start letting some things go, or if you need to just keep going for it. Ultimately, it is my desire that every listener of mine will reach their God-given purpose and live out what God has told them to do. But we still have to take a moment to say, okay, is this the right way to go about it? Am I doing something that's honoring God, or am I doing things that are hurting myself and others? And so that is the concept of beautiful surrender. When you truly know that God is for you and that he has good plans for your life, you can let go of some things that maybe you really felt were important to hold on to. You can say, God, I release my plans to you. God, I give it all to you. You can say, God, I thank you that you're going to be with me every step of the way. Even if I don't quite understand the way yet, I'm okay to just listen to your voice and to do it and move the way you tell me to do it. And so that is my prayer for you today. So God, I thank you for my listener. I thank you that he or she will be able to know that you are still good, even if it means that it's time to regroup, slow down, pray or do whatever it is that you've called them to do. God, I thank you that you will give them the wisdom and the peace to do so. God, I thank you for peace to reside over them. I thank you, God, for hope to know that even if this means that things change for now, that you're still going to be cooking up a great plan for them in the future. And I ask that you be with them as they move forward in whatever it is that you've called them to do, and that you give them a special grace to do it all in the way that you've called them to do. God, I thank you that your plans are so good, and I release them right now to walk into everything that you've called them to do in Jesus' name. So listen, guys, if this message has blessed you, I encourage you to also head over and listen to the Holy Distractions episode as well as the Letting Go of Dead Things. And I look forward to talking to you next time on Victory Talk with Victoria.
Thank you for tuning in to Victory Talk with Victoria. We pray this episode inspired you to win. For more on how you can live in complete victory, head to www.victoryspeaks.org and subscribe. You can also grab the new book, A Victory Walk, a 21-day devotional on victorious living on Amazon.com. May you walk out your complete victory in Jesus' name.